This episode is brought to you by patreon.com/sbfvgs. Welcome to a very super best friends video game Christmas number 6. You're listening to the number 1 Yuletide video game podcast on the internet that features my best friends. I'm one of your hosts, Adam Redding. Joining me is Mike, the Platinum Piper Piping Lopez.
Yeah, that's me from that song.
If there's one thing I know, that's definitely Mike.
He's always piping.
You can't stop him from piping.
I love it.
He won't stop.
That other voice you're hearing is, of course, Mr. David Jingle Boy Tate.
Jingle Boy.
I like Jingle Boy.
What's jingling exactly?
Jingle jangles.
Oh, my jangles.
Off to a good start. A very super best friends video game Christmas comes to you every Christmas, with each of us coming to the table to discuss one burning Christmas from the world of Christmas. So.
Just get trapped in Christmas.
I can't remember how I usually do it, so I just did it that way. Uninitiated,
thank you so much for that introduction. Adam Clark Griswold Redding.
Oh,
you've got four names now.
I like it. So, of course, if you're not familiar with the Christmas episodes around here, we usually do the Christmas episodes a little bit shorter, a little bit sweeter than the normal episode.
So much sweeter.
With some special, I'll call them gifts to offer.
Oh, for sure. They're definitely some gifts.
Surprises, even.
Well, if they've listened to the other six, maybe not such a
as much.
Oh, no, there is a surprise. No, there actually is some surprises. Yeah.
Oh, do you have that surprise ready, David? I forgot to ask you about that earlier.
No. I don't
Oh, you know what? I guess you don't need it. Yeah, only Mike needs it. Yeah.
We're not streaming this episode because of ridiculous technical difficulties that just spent about 2 hours troubleshooting. And I had to give up. So anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway.
So, stream.
No stream this time. But we will be announcing the winners of the very prestigious Super Best Friends Video Game Sleepover Video Game Awards, or as we all know them, the SBF VGS VGAs.
That's right.
An annual tradition, of course. You know, of course, there are other traditions around here. You may, you know, wink.
Wink. Ting. Very special guests may be standing by.
But first, before all that, what games are you gentlemen playing at?
Oh, do we do that in the Christmas episode?
I like to.
Okay.
I like to.
All right. I got a Stadia invite, so.
Oh, nice. Cool.
I got to try out some Stadia.
Is that the free version where you just use whatever controller?
I don't have the Chromecast. It's not the free version, but it's not. I got an invite, a buddy pass, a 3-month buddy pass.
Oh nice.
So I get every game that the people that pay get. I can play 4K if I find a Chromecast that supports it, but I can't buy. I would have to buy one, basically.
And
I'm not
the Chromecast Ultra.
Yeah, and I don't really care. Like, if I'm going to be playing on my TV, well, I guess not right now. I was going to say I could just use my computer, but my computer's acting up, so.
Oh boy.
Maybe Stadia will be my savior this Christmas. Who knows? So I played a little Destiny 2 on it. I played a little Tomb Raider, just a tiny touch of Tomb Raider.
A smidgen. Yeah.
And it's pretty good. Not bad.
Nice. Nice.
I did run into an issue where, when I was playing Destiny, I had the Destiny item manager open, which is like it's like a little website that lets you like unequip items and equip other items from your, from your vault without having to go. In the game, you have to go to the tower and then go to your vault, or you can use a third party app that like lets you access your vault. So I just had it open in a browser, and then on my other screen, I had Stadia in a browser. And for some reason, every time my Destiny item manager refreshed, Stadia would experience crazy lag just for like a split second.
Oh, weird.
So it took me a while to figure out why. I was like, man, Stadia is really laggy on my connection. And then I closed Destiny Item Manager and it stopped completely and it played flawlessly. Yeah, that's weird. It didn't seem like it was using that much bandwidth. So I don't really know. I don't really know what the issue was there, but it was just like a weird hiccup. But otherwise, really, really cool. I have also been playing Fortnite, as you do. I tried very, very hard to get into the Star Wars Fortnite event. I was there an hour early on just playing Fortnite, playing matches over and over again, no problem. I queued up as soon as the mode went live. I queued up into it. Like I was on the bus, and then all of a sudden my game crashed. When I clicked Fortnite again after the game crashed, I was logged out of Fortnite now. And then when I tried clicking Fortnite again, I was logged out of Epic Game Launcher. So
their service, JJ booted you.
Yeah, JJ booted me from the game. No, but their servers were being hammered. So what happened is everyone who was on Fortnite early to do the Star Wars event, the game crashed for them. And the people who joined the match later got in no problem for some reason. So
the Johnny come lately's got to play. Yeah,
exactly.
But you did.
I was watching streamers experience the same thing. All of the big streamers that were prepared and ready, like what is his name? Tim the Tatman or whatever. He was on Fortnite and it crashed, and then he had to stop and watch someone else's stream because he couldn't get back in time. So I didn't get to watch it live. I did watch a stream of it. But man, that Fortnite Star Wars event's pretty cool. They put lightsabers in the game.
Nice.
And there's like crash TIE fighters around where you can like shoot stormtroopers, and it's pretty cool. It's
are the stormtroopers bots or
They're the bots. They're not actually people, but actually there are like stormtrooper skins you can have if you want. But otherwise, the ones in the matches are bots, and they have little rifles that they drop that you can pick up, and they do like the classic pew pew, you know, like Empire shoot sound.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a fun little event, and I love. So this is crazy. I can be playing on a squad, one person can have a Batman skin, one person can have a Rey skin. Like what? It's like worlds clashing. Like how does Disney and Warner Brothers let this happen? I don't know. But Fortnite is somehow doing what Roger Rabbit did back in the 80s and bringing franchises together. And that's what I've been playing at. That's it. That's my two things.
Nice. What about you, Mike?
Cool. So speaking of streaming games, right after our streaming episode, last episode, I got into the Microsoft xCloud streaming preview. So I've been playing Xbox games, which I don't normally play, which is kind of interesting. So I'll have
so
a
that
lot
makes
more
us bitter rivals now, right, Mike?
Maybe.
Since you're on xCloud and I'm on Stadia, we're rivals to the end.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
So I've also signed up for Game Pass, so I'll probably have a lot more to talk about in games come the new year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I'll say the big thing I've been playing is Gears 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So not done with it yet, probably a little more than halfway through, but I'll let you guys know when I'm done.
I've heard it's quite a delightful game, we'll say.
It's pretty good. Here's what I will say about that before I pass it over to you, Adam. Is that I haven't played a Gears game since Gears 1 on the 360. Uh-huh. I have no idea who anyone is or what anyone's talking about. So that maybe brings the story down a little bit. But
you know, maybe you should have watched one of those like YouTube catch-up videos real quick.
Yeah, I definitely should have done that. Because, they're referring to all kinds of things. I was like, I don't know who that is or what that is. But okay.
Like, oh my gosh, it's so heartbreaking how that one thing happened. Remember?
Shoot these weird monsters now.
Yeah. cool.
What are you playing?
I've been playing a whole bunch of stuff. I got the Game Pass, and I don't know if I talked. Oh, I wasn't on the last episode.
No, you were not.
So I've been playing a lot since then. So got the Game Pass Ultimate, because it was $1 for 3 months. I mean, you'd be a fool not to.
Yeah,
be
seriously.
A fool not to. So played some Bloodstained: Ritual of the Night, which is of course the Igarashi. I guess it's very Castlevania. It's like a spiritual successor.
It took me a very long time to figure out what you were talking about. I got it.
Yeah,
now.
It's really good. Nice. It's really fun. So, played some of that. Then I dipped into the Dead Cells. And David, I know you played Dead Cells way back when.
I did.
Right?
I played it when it was in early access, and I've kind of dipped in and out of it again since then. So
okay,
it's pretty
cool. I freaking love Dead Cells.
Wow.
It is fantastic. Yeah, I played. I thought, I'll just try this out for a minute, and I played it for hours. So,
wow,
yeah, it's really good. I love it. So
I love the controls. The only thing I don't love about that game is, I'm not a big fan of the dying and losing all of your progress. like idea.
Well, yeah, I mean it is kind of roguelike in that way, like the permadeaths ish, you know, right? Yeah. Like it's kind of like Rogue Legacy some money, where exactly. Yeah. You're unlocking certain perks as you go. Mm-hmm. So each run that you try to make, it's very run based like a roguelike.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, you know, every time you die, you come back and maybe you got a little bit better chance cuz you've gotten some gold. You can buy up more upgrades that are persistent. So
and plus you're learning as you go too. So it's like, it's an interesting loop, but it's not my favorite loop. And that's, I think that's why I don't like a whole lot of roguelikes in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I like this one quite a bit. So, then I also played some Thimbleweed Park.
Oh,
which is, of course, the spiritual successor to Maniac Mansion, the Ron Gilbert jam. So, yeah, that is that's really cool. I'm liking that a lot so far. I've really only played that for maybe a half hour because it started getting really late at night. And that's not the kind of game you want to play really late at night. Like, yeah. I started getting super tired. And then so my son and I actually cracked into Wargroove, which is it was up for some game awards, I think. Mm-hmm. It's a little indie turn-based strategy game. It's very much like when you play with another person, it's very much like playing a board game.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're like positioning your little troops around. It's got a cool like pixel art style. It's super fun. So if you like that stuff at all, definitely check out Wargroove. That's also on Game Pass. So all of these so far were Game Pass games. And then, of course, on our stream, a week and a half ago? A week ago, we played the AI Dungeon 2.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so right. We sure did. There's a whole stream of that if you want to watch it. Yeah.
You should check that out. Oh my gosh. So if you're not familiar with AI Dungeon 2, it is an artificial intelligence that basically is running a text-based adventure game for you. So you're sitting there, or a role-playing, I guess, RPG. Mm-hmm. So you're sitting there, and you could type anything. You can throw anything at it, and it, like, sometimes it does a better job than other times. You can really try to mess with it if you want. But if you're playing along, and you're, like, throwing things out that you think it can handle, you know, within reason, you can really get some hilarious results. And we were dying laughing on the stream. It's so funny.
And also, we discovered a weird secret about that game. You win when you get married and have a family, no matter what scenario you're in.
If you settle, as long as you settle down and have a kid, man, it is smooth sailing from there.
Like, we were trying all the detective one. We were playing a detective scenario, and like we were trying everything, trying to solve this mystery of who killed who. And like we found out, like we were trying everything, and then like at the end, I'm like, okay, let me try something. I get married. And I have a kid, and it's like, you win!
Or like the adventure we did with the, where we fought the dragon. Mm-hmm. And it was like, at some point, we're like, you know what, let's just go back and marry the king. And then it's like, you're very happy with the king, and you have babies. All right, cool, we won!
Oh, man.
So, yeah, it's hilarious. So, basically, it was being hosted in the cloud, and then it was taken down because apparently it got really popular, and then it was costing the creator way too much money.
Billions.
Like he ended up getting charged like 10 grand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's out. For now, it's not up, but I think you can still download it and run it locally. Right? That's how you did it.
Yeah,
David,
that's
right?
How I did it. And I think more and more options are becoming available. Like, You can actually, wait a sec. It looks like maybe you can get it on the App Store now?
If you're a patron.
Oh,
okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, so David was running it on his beefy PC, and it was very CPU intensive.
Oh,
so you
want to
make sure you have a pretty beefy machine.
I mean, hang on, Mike. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it without being a patron. I don't know if I'm crazy.
He's crazy.
This could be breaking news that you can
download.
He's
gone crazy.
He's gone stark raving mad.
So anyway, not to belabor check out AI Dungeon 2 if that sounds interesting to you. We had a blast with it, or you can check out the stream.
Yeah.
And then of course, Mike, I lent Mike an Xbox controller for his xCloud beta, and he brought it into the office. And so on lunch, we went over to this like little lounge area.
Mm-hmm.
and I got to play some Devil May Cry 5 on xCloud.
Oh.
And I was very pleasantly surprised. We were doing it over LTE, so not even on Wi-Fi.
Oh my!
On Sprint,
you're breaking all the rules.
Yeah, we were living on the edge, guys. And so, but it was still working great. Wow. Like I was sitting there playing Devil May Cry and like you could tell there's some latency, but not much more than I would say. I mean, probably on par with what you would see from like a quick Wi-Fi connection doing remote play to a PS4. I don't know if you've ever tried that.
I haven't. But
yeah, I've done that plenty. It's totally playable. It's not as great as being right in front of the console or the PC, obviously, but yeah, totally playable. Wow. So for that style game, I think it's definitely good. And then finally played some Sky on my iPhone, actually. So I got one of those crazy like clips that clips to your PS4 controller.
Okay.
And then it can hold your phone. So I'm like, this is going to be sweet. I gotta start. Because that's one thing I really prefer to play iOS games with a controller if I can, if they support them. Mm-hmm. But it's like I was only able to do that or comfortably able to do that if I was using the iPad. So now I can just clip it on my phone and have the controller and it be in like the van with someone driving crazy and not have it be a problem. So, So anyway, let's do a quick toe dip into the news.
Oh my. Well, this is unprecedented for a holiday episode to be going into all these sections that we don't usually
I know. But yeah, I did feel that we needed to touch on the Game Awards just because Xbox Series X was revealed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that is huge, huge earth-shattering news because everyone thought that these guys, Microsoft, they were going to reveal the next Xbox hardware, at a special event, do all this pomp and circumstance and build all this hype. And nope, out of nowhere, they just showed it at the Game Awards. And it's really bizarre that they did it that way.
It is.
what do you guys think of the crazy form factor, the name? Like what are your feelings?
I honestly don't really care what a console looks like. It looks fine to me, as long as it plays games good, you know, like
real good.
Give me them flops, you know,
so many flops.
I'm excited. I have my bets hedged on Microsoft nailing this next generation.
I think they learned a lot of lessons.
They sure did. One. It has to be at least as powerful as the PS5. It has to be at least the same price as the PS5, if not cheaper. And then it has to have good first party games, which they've purchased so many developers at this point. Like they have to.
Can
have
you imagine
some stuff.
Okay, Outer Worlds 2 is coming only to Xbox PC. It's like,
yeah,
you know, like that's a brand new IP that everyone's jazzed about. Yeah. So I mean, and Hellblade 2, right? Like that trailer was so unbelievable
and creepy and freaky. And
it was super creepy. Yeah, yeah. Like I would see like people posting that like the pictures of her face of Senua, is it? Gosh, like I'm just creeped out just thinking about her. Yeah. But anyway, I do like, so at first I was like, what is this weird?
Yeah.
It's like a PC tower, like the shape of the thing, you know? And I was thinking, this is really bizarre. And then I was like, actually, it kind of looks like a two-story GameCube, and I'm down for that.
Yeah, yeah. And wait, what was the name again? I can't even remember what the name is, and I never
the
will.
The Xbox Series X.
Series X.
Series X. So there's so many the X's. Tongue. So it's kind of interesting because you have the Xbox One X, which was like the abbreviation was XBOX, which is clever, I suppose. And then you have the XBSX now, which, you know, I've heard people bring this up, like grandma's going to show up at Best Buy. Right. And she's going to be like, oh, look at the Xbox One X here. You know,
it's only $250.
This one's far cheaper. Yeah. and you know, and good on her for trying, right?
Sure.
Like if my grandma bought me a console for Christmas instead of like a copy of the Oxford Book of English Verse or something, then I would be thrilled. right?
Yeah. Someone was was raised in a classical school.
Oh yeah. So my grandma she was a teacher, so she used to buy us weird like poetry books and stuff.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Not specifically that one, but anyway,
I have that one. If that's any consolation.
Yeah, I mean, anyone who's refined and civilized has
that's
that
correct.
One.
Let me go get my pipe.
But yeah, so Xbox Series X coming holiday 2020, which we kind of all assumed. And,
not too much more information other than what it looks like and when it's coming.
They showed the box. So I assume they'll still have I think they were just trying to snag the spotlight for a little bit, you know?
Well, you Sony had nothing.
And then they'll have their big event where they talk all about it, probably.
Sony had, like, nothing to announce. They showed a new trailer.
Ghost of Tsushima. Ghost of Tsushima.
They didn't announce it. They just showed a trailer. Like,
well, it wasn't announced. Yeah, it had already been announced, but it had been quiet for a while.
Sure, true.
So I was super jazzed, actually. That was one of the news items I wanted to talk about. The Ghost of Tsushima trailer knocked Adam's socks off.
Whoa. And
how do you guys react to this news?
My socks are still on.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just not super excited about it.
Coming summer 2020.
I would like to see more gameplay, because if it's another Souls kind of game, I'm not interested. Like,
I don't foresee Sucker Punch doing a Souls-like.
I don't know. What do you think,
Mike?
No, I'll say we haven't seen a ton of gameplay, but from the gameplay that I have seen, you can see a lot of Infamous influence in there, especially when he's like throwing like the different like whatever bombs or whatever those things were. Toy looks like the shock grenade ability. I see Infamous all over this thing. So
and like the cool Batman stealth kind of stuff they showed off, where you like jump in and then you're doing like hitting multiple targets like stealthy style. Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
Your game looks gorgeous. So. I can't wait.
Oh yeah, excited for that guy. So but moving along, there were other things like Ori and the Will of the Wisps that looks amazeballs. The Muppets were there. It was a crazy show,
dude. I want Beaker in Untitled Goose Game.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Untitled Muppet Game would be pretty sweet.
It would be so cool.
All right. Yeah, there's other stuff. We don't have to hit on all of this, but I did want to highlight real quick Disco Elysium. Congrats to those guys. Yeah. 4 awards taken home.
I didn't even know what that game was, and when it won all those awards, I bought it. Like, I was like, I have to buy this now and see what it's like.
Yeah. And I do believe that is Mike's perfect game.
Yeah, like, I'll be buying it after Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then Grease took home the Games for Impact Award, and then Control won for Best Art Direction. So that's super cool.
Yeah.
And of course, Game of the Year, Sekiro. Mm-hmm. Who? No one's surprised.
No one's surprised.
I was kind of surprised. I honestly...
How could you be surprised, David? I've been talking about this game nonstop all year.
Yeah, but everyone else has been talking about that
Sekiro,
weird...
yes. No. Correct.
Everyone else has been talking about the weird Kojima game. So, what is it called?
Death Stranding.
That's
that little game. Yeah,
that little game that no one's heard of.
The little indie game.
The little indie that could.
All right. So I think that's enough of the news.
Oh, No. It's called the news.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Mm. A little holiday treat.
Holiday treat.
Right there.
Merry Christmas.
So. Who was it that has put in this special request, David? Do you recall?
What special request?
For the annual dueling of the Arnies.
Oh, it's our friend Eric.
Oh, okay.
We asked
okay,
for
so...
suggestions for songs for our dueling Arnies to sing.
Yes.
And he called to our attention that we haven't sung All I Want for Christmas Is You. Or not we, him.
Man.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, of course.
Arnold.
Yeah.
Arnold. Neither of the Arnolds have sung this on the podcast
yet. So if
you're
new to our Christmas episodes, here's the deal. There are two Arnold Schwarzeneggers that come to our podcast.
Right. There's the real one from California, and then there's the...
The one that's come back in time, who's the Terminator.
Back from the future.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, so in that movie, The Terminator, that really happened, and so there are two Arnolds now.
Because
was the only way they could do the effect back then, because they didn't have really good computers yet. So they just really time traveled him. And so now there's now there's just
all
two Arnold Schwarzeneggers. So
without further ado, we have Arnold here. Welcome, Arnold. Thank you for coming.
Oh, you're clapping for him. Oh, yeah. And also we have Arnold over here. Hey, thank you.
Hello. Thank you. Hello, it's me, Arnold. I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here. Ready. Hey, how's it going, everyone? It's been a whole year ready since I've been here.
Yes. I'm ready for the vocal competition here.
Oh, I think I've got the win because I've got those younger vocal cords. Everybody loves my younger vocal cords.
Excuse me, I'm just doing a little vocal warm-up. Yes. So, this year, we're going to sing Mariah Carey's Christmas classic.
Oh, who doesn't?
All I want for Christmas is you.
Yo!
All right, I'll kick it off, David. I mean, I'll kick it off, other Arnie. Here we go. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. Oh, all I want for Christmas is you. Take it, Arnie.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
And I
don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
Get to the Christmas tree.
Christmas. Mistletoe.
Thank you, Arnie.
Thank you, Arnie. Big finish. What a delight.
Wow. So, Mike, of course, it is your time, your grand opportunity
your
to
shine.
Crown one of the Arnies.
Oh, holy smokes. I forgot I do that.
Yeah.
So you've had Senor, what was the first one? Senor Galaxy was
Senor
the first
Galaxy,
one he ever won.
There was, I believe there was... what was it? Sensei of the Universe?
Wow.
Oh, Shogun. Shogun
of
the Cosmos.
Like Cosmos. Yeah. Cosmos.
Oh, that my sounds God. Like something I would say.
It's so good.
So this year it was so good. And I feel like that song really brings everything down to earth, which is where we need to be right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask, actually, it's just so darn close. I'm going to actually ask both Arnies to share the U.S. presidency.
Wow.
And I know what you're saying. It's currently filled, but I think... I think if anything, two Arnolds can solve this problem.
Yes, I agree. I think if there's anything that could bring Americans together right now,
right.
The seal tide, it's,
so would
it's
it be
the
president?
Idea of a, it would be president, vice president.
Yeah, president,
I think,
vice president.
They're running mates, and I think they're taking over in 2020.
They could. So
Or
at the very least, share the presidency, because, I mean, it's the same Arnold.
That's true.
That's
Maybe it's president, president. That's the ticket. It's not president, vice president. It's president slash president.
Yeah, either way.
Yeah, it's like a real Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen kind of thing. Mm. Like one works a half day, then the other one comes in.
Yeah, and no one knows which one is which.
Okay, there it's decided.
Yeah,
okay.
Decided. Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Arnies. Mm.
Dumbest show in the whole wide world.
I love it.
All right, so I believe... I think I had something else for this part of the show.
Uh-oh.
Let's see. Was it a super sweet game giveaway that we were going to do, you guys?
Oh, we got a super sweet game giveaway
it's
right now.
It's the most wonderful time of the show.
Hey, let me ruin that Andy Williams version of that song for you really quick. Listen really closely. He does not say the most. He says the most. No T.
Oh,
so he says, it's the most wonderful time. And so that song is now ruined for you.
That's kind of true, I suppose.
No, it's 100% true.
I don't know. I think he's probably just really ghosting it in there.
No, he's
you know?
Not saying a T. You tell me when you hear a T and you send it to me. Let me hear that T. All right.
I feel like now call me crazy.
You're crazy.
David. Call me crazy, Mike.
Okay. Crazy.
I feel like we should give away now because we forgot to discuss this before the show.
No idea what we're giving away right now.
Making decisions on the fly. I feel like maybe we give away a copy of Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
Oh, that's a good one to give away. Let's give it away.
Because that can go to, you know, it has to be a physical copy, though. We're doing a console giveaway this time.
Mm. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
So I think for to win this, it could be Xbox, it could be PlayStation. I feel like, yeah, hit us up with your maybe best Star Wars dad joke.
Ooh.
Oh, I like this.
Ooh.
And then we'll confer together.
That's right.
And mm-hmm. we'll figure out what tickles our fancy the most.
Yeah, I like
and
it.
And then we'll pick a winner based on
yeah.
that. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we'll pick our favorite dad joke, Star Wars dad joke.
And then we will share the dad joke with the community and as we announce the winner, and then I'll get your information. We'll ship you a game.
Yeah.
Sound good?
This sounds great.
Everybody?
And do they get to pick the console,
Merry
basically?
Christmas.
Console of their choosing?
Yeah, definitely tell us what your console of choice, and then we will order accordingly.
Cool. This is great.
All right. Yeah. Giving back, you
Giving
know?
Back.
Giving back to the
That's
peeps.
What we have the Patreon for.
Speaking of Patreon, David... it's the part of the show where we sell you things.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Beautiful.
All right. Patreon, guys.
Patreon.
Yeah. Go to patreon.com/SBFVGS if you'd like to back this show. You can chip in $1, $2 a month, maybe 5, maybe 10, maybe 100. Who's to say? Right?
I don't know
Who's
if there's a $100 a month option.
I mean, we're not going to stop you.
We won't stop
so,
you. If you can figure out a way to do it, we won't stop you.
But yeah, check out the tiers over there if you like what we do and you want to support the show. Of course, the $1 tier, the very cheapest, gets you early and ad-free episode access, usually 1 to 3 days before the street date. The $2 tier gets you those sweet, sweet Patreon-exclusive minisodes. And of course, the back catalog of those minisodes that we already have up and any future ones. So, yeah, go over there. Check it out. Patreon.com/SBFVGS. All right, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we have another special surprise.
Oh my, this are so
at
many
this
surprises.
Point of the show.
No idea what's happening. It's
a very special message from none other than the Dark Knight himself.
What?
Batman. So, just listen in.
Yeah.
This was a gift that we got for ourselves.
That's true. another reason mostly, we have the Patreon.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just a little holiday cheer, mostly for us, but also you guys get to hear
yeah.
it and enjoy it, too. So, Mike, roll them.
Hey, this is Batman, calling you from Wayne Manor. So this is for the super best friends, Adam, Mike, and David. I wanted to wish you a merry video game Christmas. Isn't it great to have friends like that to share the holidays with? And you know, when I finished fighting with the Joker, or Harley Quinn, or Mr. Freeze, I know that at the end of the day, it's not who I am underneath. It's what I do that defines me. I am vengeance. I am the night. I am Batman. And Batman's got your back. Merry video game Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
Batman said my name.
Batman. Thank you, Batman. Thank you, Kevin Conroy.
Oh my He's my God. Very special friend now. I don't know if you knew that.
He is. I feel like we're best friends with him now.
Yeah, I feel like you know? Hang out his house.
I mean... Anyone who says my name
wouldn't even need to ask. Just show up, you know.
Anyone who says my name, yeah. he's just my best friend now. That's just how it works.
Yes,
yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's how we became best
exactly.
friends.
Exactly. You yeah. said my name in school, and you were like David Tate. Oh, we're best friends now. Hey, cool.
call my name.
That's
all that I had to do. That's a little never-ending story reference, dude. Come on.
It sure is.
Bastion, please. Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. It's getting weird. Why don't we hop into the topic, which is, of course, the... I know. It's just now in the show. Just now getting weird. But yeah, it, of course, is time for the 2019... Super Best Friends Video Game Sleepover Video Game Awards.
Wow.
Of course, otherwise known as the SBFEGS VGAs.
Yes.
So very prestigious awards.
Everyone wants them. It's more prestigious than the Video Game Awards.
Because yes.
There's so many extra letters in it. It's not the VGAs, it's the SBFEGS VGAs. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. The more everyone knows, the more letters you have,
the better.
The better. Yeah. So, anyway, so I wanted to, what I'll do is I'll read the category.
Okay.
And we each have a pick. And I don't necessarily want to try to come to a consensus this year, because maybe we will. Maybe
you'll
we'll
find
have
a
like
way to just have it you and Mike agreeing, and then
No. Uh-huh. I'm just saying we each have our own personal winner.
Yeah.
And that is truly the heart of the SBFEGS VGAs, I think, this Yuletide.
Okay.
So, all right. So, category number one, best game that you really should be done with by now, but are not.
I can tell you immediately. It is
what is it?
Control.
Oh, okay.
I even tried playing it a little bit this last week, and I barely made a dent in it. I can't focus on it anymore. It's amazing, but I just can't focus on it, and I don't know why. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I haven't even started it yet. I'm hoping to actually jump into that one very soon, but. I've got a backlog that's a mile high. So
sure,
anyway,
mile high backlog club.
Yeah,
probably Divinity Original Sin 2.
Oh, okay.
I have the same problem I have with RPGs where I get like 99% to the end. I'm like, oh, maybe I'll just start a different game with a different character.
Why?
Just kind of see how it plays. And then I play that for 50 hours before I think about going back to the other game.
No.
Yeah. It's a problem.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Mine is embarrassingly short. Blood and Truth. I've been playing it.
No.
It's only like 5 hours long.
Yeah, you could do this in one sitting. It. Yeah.
Yeah, I probably could in like if I got a stretch of time on like a Saturday, beat the rest of the game, but I just keep being incredibly insanely busy. Mm. So yeah, that hasn't happened yet. So Blood and Truth. I'm definitely getting back to you. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. So number two, the best game that you could have sworn would be out in 2019, but is not.
Animal Crossing.
Oh,
I thought for sure that game was coming out this year. It's not even close.
We
don't even know when it's coming out next year. I think it might be March, but I don't really know. I know you're really sad about this, Mike. It's one of your favorite games.
I love every version of it's ever come out.
Yeah.
The whole series.
The whole series. He celebrates it.
It's close to my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. March 20th, 2020 is apparently when it's coming out now. So
not even close.
This was a hard category because a lot of the stuff that I want to say, like, you know, The Last of Us Part 2 and Cyberpunk, like, those games were never going to come out this year, and we all knew it.
So, yeah.
So, yes, I would say one of those games. To delve into something a little bit more from the podcast backlog, though, Skull and Bones from Ubisoft.
Oh, yeah. What happened to that game?
It just kind of disappeared. Oh, you know what's a funny thing? I'm not 100% on this, but I think Ubisoft might have delayed every single 2019 game they had announced.
Into the next fiscal year, right? Yeah. Something weird like that.
There was that... there was that like Zelda looking game that was going to be coming out sometime soon, and they just delayed that.
Are you talking about the
Gods and Monsters?
Gods and Monsters. That's the one.
Yeah.
That one's just like a TBD now. So yeah, other than Just Dance, I don't know another Ubisoft title that came out and get delayed. But
so my answer for this one, because I predicted, I believe, at the end of last year that this year would finally be the year that we would get The Last Knight from Odd Tales.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and we still don't have it. Now, I have to say, though, 2019 was kind with regard to like finally getting games that have been in development forever. Sure. In my mind, right? Like Manifold Garden finally came out. Yep. Jenny LeClue finally came out. Like, yep. There were definitely games that I was sitting there waiting. Like, come on.
I wonder if Apple tried to get The Last Night as an Apple Arcade game at one point, because they did that with Manifold Garden and Jenny LeClue. They like threw him a bunch of money and they're like, finish your game. And then,
well, so I know that that game has received funding from Microsoft though, so I don't know if he's able to do that.
Oh, that's true.
Gosh, that stinks.
Yeah. So anyway, best of luck to Tim.
Yeah, Tim. We need to have him on again soon. Of the show. To have him give us more exclusive information.
Oh man. Yeah. That was wild.
He just was talking. I loved it. It was great.
Yeah. So, number three, purtiest game.
Ooh, purtiest game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, purtiest one.
Purtiest game in 2019. Who is this character, by the way? It's just... I imagine it's like an elderly Southern woman. That's kind of my inspiration.
Yeah, I think so.
I think... Man, it's a tough one. I think The Division 2 was really pretty.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it might be that one. I'm gonna go with Division 2.
Okay.
All right. Mike.
No, I know.
I just went.
I'm gonna say Resident Evil 2 remake.
But that's gross, Mike. It's gross.
It's gross. It's but
gross. There's like zombies models and or blood, something else. And there's blood. It's gross. Yeah, that's not pretty.
But it's so pretty looking blood.
No, gross.
So I'm torn. I'm torn on this one.
I'm ripped torn on this one.
Because Sky is so pretty.
Which one is Sky?
Yeah, Sky has great art direction. Is that's the Just Game company that made Journey.
Oh, it's the iOS Mac.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I mean, it looks like Journey, basically, but like with a different environment. And it has some bits of flower in there, kind of like with those big grassy fields and stuff. So, oh, gosh, it's such a pretty game. But I think what has to take the award for me this year is Death Stranding.
Oh,
That game is so pretty. Like when you see it in motion on the PS4 Pro, on that 4K display, my goodness.
Yeah. To be fair, I haven't played that one yet. So,
yeah, me either.
It's running in the Decima engine. So, I mean, I'm not surprised, right? That's the Horizon Zero Dawn engine.
Sure.
It's so, so pretty. So, and I think that a lot of that has to do with the art direction too. Yeah. But yeah. So, category 4, gamiest game.
Oh, I got this one.
Yeah.
Gamiest game. Why don't you start?
Gamiest game is definitely Days Gone.
Yeah. Oh,
it's got absolutely every game mechanic ever made in this game. Third person action, open world. It's like it's got like the city improvements for multiple like areas. It's got like crazy zombie horde mechanics.
I came at this one a little bit differently. I was thinking like best game mechanics is kind of what I meant by that.
Yeah.
Like it's just so gamey. It's got all the mechanics. It's all games, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
None of this like okay,
Days Gone, like a straight up like the story is not bad, but it's just kind of like it's okay. But okay. Like the gameplay loop itself is actually a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be.
Mm.
And
nice.
There's just like every kind of game is in there at some point.
All right.
Mm. Okay.
David?
I'm going to go ahead and say Super Mario Maker 2 because I love the way Mario controls. And they have
tried and true
several different methods of Mario control. Because you've got every Mario controls a little differently, like Super Mario Brothers 1, Super Mario Brothers 3, Super Mario World, they all have kind of a different feel, and they nailed it on each one of them. And I know there was already a Super Mario Maker 1, but like it's Mario, it's one of the best honed, like I can't give another game that's not Mario better control, like better gamey awards. Okay. So,
yeah, I like it. So, for this one. For gamiest game in 2019, I give the award to Card of Darkness. And the really reason being game. Is it's such a mechanics and it's straightforward yet very complex at the same time. So I find that is very appealing to me when it comes to very gamey games. So goes to Card of Darkness for me.
Nice.
Number five, game that made you sound like the biggest nerd while discussing in public.
I got this one covered too.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Astral Chain because it's like anime cops. Like it just doesn't get more like nerdy than talking about
like what's a good example of like something you might say in public about that game?
I honestly any of it. Like so you're a cop, okay, and you've got this big chain that you use to tether other dimensional beings, and also you're anime and you're really hot. Everyone in the game is really hot. And they've got great butts. So,
oh, that's yeah. good. That's good to know.
So that's I mean, that's just like
wish listed. All right, Mike.
So Divinity 2 again is just it's the nerdiest game in the world, and I love it for that. But it is impossible to like sound really cool and talk about Divinity 2 with somebody. Because it's like akin to, you know, playing D&D, that's totally cool if you play D&D, but like, if you try to have like a public conversation about your D&D game against other people who aren't playing it, it is like an impossible barrier for that person to pass. Like they cannot understand what you're talking about. It's this other realm. There's too many mechanics. There's too much weird stuff until they've played it. They have no idea what you mean. And it probably scares them.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think that's definitely a very fair answer. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with for game that made me sound like the biggest nerd in 2019 while talking about it in public, Pokemon Go.
Oh my gosh, that is the correct answer. That is the correct answer.
I'm looking right now and it's just like so much of it is like the specific names that you're talking about. And that's what makes you sound like the biggest nerd. It was like, I was like, oh yes, I finally evolved my Gyarados. You know, oh, you got a shiny Glaceon. Oh my gosh. You know,
Glaceon. Listen to it.
And I just, at one point I realized how ridiculous it was. And then I had to start trying to class it up a bit more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so people would say things like, oh yeah, you know, oh, I just caught a Vaporeon or whatever. And I'll be like, oh yes, I remember the first time I caught a Vaporeon, you know? And then you can make it sound like you've been on Safari at least. And it sounded a little bit less nerdy.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
yeah.
Good trick.
Yeah.
So anyway, pro tip. If you want to talk Pokemon Go in public. Number six of seven. We only have seven this year. Okay. So
do we normally do more?
No.
I don't know.
We normally do a lot less.
Oh, yeah. Usually it's five.
And it's usually not this episode that happens in.
Mm. Well, sometimes it is. Some years. Some years it has been. Anyway, so.
I'm just saying six, I've got to edit it. Only because I have to edit it and like going into it, Adam's like, yeah, no problem, like 20 minutes, no problem. I'm not gonna real quick this weekend.
All right, so last two awards, here we go. So I want to get your guys' take on this guy. Best Video Game Podcast Network. What are you guys thinking as far as possible podcast networks out there that we are on?
Oh,
the McElroy Brothers? You know, I guess that doesn't count. It's not
I should just declare the winner.
Yeah, maybe you should, because I don't remember exactly what it's called.
Oh, good.
So of course the HP Video Game Podcast
there
Network.
We go, that's Boom. The one.
It's the clear winner this year. It got us, so I'm just saying.
It's true.
It got us to sign up. That's how good. That's how good, folks. last but not least.
Yeah.
Certainly not actually least. Most. Game of the Year. The SBF VGS VGA Award for Game of the Year 2019. What did you guys pick?
Jedi Fallen Order.
Woo!
Without hesitation.
That's the goatee.
Yeah. I love
goodness.
It.
Okay. I'm going to say Sekiro. You know, Jeff and his great show, they got it right this year. I didn't have to correct him at all.
They finally
nailed it.
They finally got it. Yeah. So I found myself in an odd predicament of having done a lot of chipping away at backlog this year.
Oh.
And a lot of trying out a lot of different things. So I was like, man, what did I play? What was the game for me this year that I was like the most obsessed with, the most I put the most hours into? And I could not bring myself to name Pokemon Go Game of the Year.
Thank God.
So I was like, okay, so what was I like the most over the moon about? And that actually came out in 2019. And mm-hmm. I couldn't deny it. It was right there in my heart all along.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, Card of Darkness is my game of the year for 2019.
I had a feeling.
I loved it so much.
It's really good.
And I can't wait to play it again once it gets the patch.
Yeah.
That allows you to start over and the patch to quit smoking.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's very helpful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very healthy. So anyway, there you have it. The SBF EGS VGA is 2019 in the books.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys ready for the end of the show plugs for all?
I am.
Oh, yes,
I am. I'm so glad it's not just for men anymore. Remember back in the dark days when our end of the show plugs were just for men?
It was a different generation, a different time.
It was a different time. Oh, yeah, 6 years ago.
End of the show plugs. End of the show plugs for all. you can keep up with us at sbfvgs.com. That's where you can find links to the episodes, to the social media, our Discord. Come hang out in there. The Twitch channel. You can watch the episodes streamed usually.
Yeah, not this one, but because usually. Because of that dumb computer.
Dummy. Yeah, you can go to twitch.tv/sbfvgs and watch the episodes there on typically every other Thursday night around 8 p.m. Pacific. And then, of course,
11 p.m. merchandise Eastern, in case you can't, if you don't know that off the top of your head.
8+3. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm good at math.
I'm terrible at it. That's what the only reason I really.
So, we also have t-shirts available on there if you'd like to rep the brand, as they say.
Right. Let's rep that brand. Get it around rep. America. Someone's got to advertise for
all
us.
All the kids are saying it.
Yeah.
All the kids say it. It's not just
kids love repping brands.
Aging podcasters.
Yeah. Kids.
If you like what we do, you want to see us doing more of it, the best way to support the show is patreon.com/sbfvgs. Of course, you can back us or subscribe on twitch.tv/sbfvgs or leave a delightful iTunes review. All of those things are wonderfully helpful and help us to keep doing the show and keep doing giveaways and keep
having Batman wish us Merry Christmases.
Having Batman on the show. Freaking Batman. Thank you to Kevin Conroy.
Yeah.
And of course, very special thanks to Eric Kruger for our podcast logo and for his very handsome face.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And of course, you can follow us on Twitter at SBFEGS Podcast. I'm on there as Barry White, BURYWITE. Mike is Taco Douglas. David, in fact, is David J. Tate.
That's me.
Yes. And of course, you can feel free to send me a PSN friend request. I'm also on the Xbox Live, but I accidentally signed up for Game Pass with the wrong email address. So it assigned me a random. things, so I can't even play online as Barry White. But anyway,
no.
It's alright.
You gotta
tell
everyone what that name is.
I can't even remember. It's like they assign you like bashful
a totally
pig.
Random one.
It's like bashful pig and like a number.
My brother's name is ridiculous. The same thing happened to him. And I can't remember what it is, but it's just ridiculous. So
yeah. So anyway, I'll get that for next time. But yeah, that's all the time we have for Super. Wait for it. For a very super best friends video game Christmas, number 6. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back in 2020 with more delightful SBFVGS for your ears and other talk on gaming. Hit us up with your questions, your topics, your musings if you want to be part of the show on the Twitter, on the Instagram, on the Facebook.
On the what have you.
What have you.
Ooh, yeah. What have you in sync. At least in my ears. I don't know if that's really the way it was.
Yeah. All right. And that's about it for this Christmas, you guys.
Christmas is over. Yay.
Adios.
Bye.
See you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Get to the Christmas tree,
get
come
on! Christmas, mistletoe.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.